fire and blood and a lot of angry people on the internet. Golic and Wingo is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer gives you multiple quote options so you can pick what's right for you. See for yourself at progressive.com.
All right, Golic and Wingo here with you. And if you don't know what that song is, get out.
Yeah, it's if you still think that there should be spoiler alerts, you're wrong on that as well.
Also, get out.
Yeah, if we got to say spoiler alert to you for anything Game of Thrones related on Wednesday, you're not a fan who I care about spoiling.
Correct.
For.
I mean, Bran is the king, okay? Yeah,
just so
there
you know.
It is.
To Bran the Broken.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Also, Danny dies.
Yeah.
Okay, just so you know.
There you go.
So get the bleep over it because if you really cared, you would have watched it
exactly
by now.
Exactly right.
I'm not having it. We're not here for any of it.
I thought he wasn't Bran anymore, and now Bran the Broken's also kind of like a diss.
Well,
and there are people mad about it.
Well, there are a lot of people mad about how it ended, including the real king of the North, Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
So Aaron Rodgers, the Packers quarterback, reported for OTAs and is going through the stuff, and he had a cameo in Game of Thrones, and people thought, oh, he was the guy that fell down when he got inflamed, or he was the archer.
Turns out,
it was neither one of those. So we need to find the deep dive on where Aaron Rodgers' cameo is, because he said, I wasn't that guy. He got insulted.
He did.
Actually said, listen, if you watch, that guy was the most athletic runner of all time. You think that was me? So it wasn't him. So we still got to find the cameo for Aaron Rodgers. But he went it a step further. He was like, we really need to talk about what happened in the series finale of Game of Thrones.
I love the show, and it was a great 10 years. But no, I mean, you come down to the end, and Tyrion says the person with the best story is Bran, who, by the way, 3 episodes ago said he wasn't Bran Stark anymore. No, Jon had a better story. Danny had a better story. Arya had a better story. Sansa had a better story. Tyrion had a better story. Varys had a better story. Bronn, a lot better story. Jaime, better story. Cersei, probably better stories. Any Baratheon, better story.
So who should have been on the throne?
I mean, I think Danny should have been on the throne. Here's the thing, though. Here's my last theory about it. If Bran, the three-eyed raven, who's you know all about the health of the realm, let's think about what he did. He basically wanted the throne the whole time because he's the one that told the Starks, knowing that Sansa would tell Tyrion, knowing that Tyrion would talk to Varys, knowing they'd scheme for Dany's death, knowing that would piss her off, which led her to be the Mad Queen. So he, the entire time, kind of set this whole thing up, and at the end he goes, oh, yeah, I don't want to be king. Oh, but why did I travel all this way to be here?
He was not having it, by the way.
Quite honestly, sounds like the perfect way to be king by manipulating everything.
It would be in perfect rhythm of that show, absolutely.
It's a theory that's gaining a weird amount of traction as we all try and rationalize what was just bad writing for a lot of the season. Like, it's giving them a lot of credit that I don't know if we should, but listen, it's interesting at the very least. Like, we all understand. He voiced all of our frustrations very, very clearly.
What I loved about that more than anything, he clearly loved the show.
Oh,
like, he clearly loved the show, and he wanted it to be the greatest thing ever, and he was.
So you guys are way deeper into the show than me. Yeah. I've seen every episode, but you guys do deeper dives. If you had your choice of how it should have ended, who should have been king or queen?
The Night King.
No. No, that'd just be too depressing.
The Night King.
That'd be too depressing.
So you really wanted the Night King, okay?
I wanted the Night King to win.
Trey?
Because?
To show that all... I mean, the whole point of the end of the show was that absolute power corrupts absolutely, that no one ruler should be sitting on the throne, that all of the ways that we have structured these dynasties was crooked and wrong. Like, what better way to illustrate that than to have this literal unfeeling force wipe out all
just,
of
just the undead wiping out the entire population.
All right, there you go. Listen,
all right,
you
just
tried to
depressing.
Help us.
Literally... I just have 3 words. ABB, anyone but Bran. I would have been happy with Tyrion, Sansa, Aya, Jon, Danny, anyone.
Jon didn't
but
deserve
Bran.
Here's
the
thing.
End.
I'm not going to lie. There is no way I wanted Jon.
That's fair.
I mean, that dude fell up more than anybody I have ever seen.
Yes.
It was unbelievable.
Chris Long did a lot of great recaps for SI, and the one thing that he scored pretty well was they had really robbed Jon's character of any sort of competence in the last few seasons. They made him into an idiot.
When he was talking to Danny and crying, I thought to myself, he better be getting ready to kill her, and that's why he's crying. Because
Wiser,
and luckily he did. He put a knife in her.
He manned up.
That.
It's a good sell.
Yeah, it's
a
exactly
sell.
What I texted Mike. I said, at least he manned up.
Great actor.
There you go.
Yeah, by killing his aunt.
you mentioned.